Good morning, my darling. I wanted to stop, but I thought that might seem suspicious, so I marched firmly on, Plato beside me, meeting a look at the house as we passed. When we heard the front door close, we bolted. We ran to the end of the street and squeezed to a place where the railings were bent wide enough to let us through into the cemetery. "She's my father's mother," I said. "I've seen her photograph in the cabin when she was young." "You mean she's your grandmother?" "So, so. I've never met her. She's never met me. Don't you look amazing?" Plato looked at me warily. "Relations are a pain. My relations, anyway. Always ringing each other up and shouting." I said, "You like Alicia, though. Brothers and sisters are different." "I wish I'd had the chance to find out," I said. Plato was watching me. He said, "If you want to get to know them, you can. We can come in the holidays. If we hang about, we could see where they go. You could speak to them." "I wouldn't dare." "See them. I had heard George talking and knew where they lived. I hadn't thought about what would happen next. What I wanted now was just to go home and think about them, quietly and on my own." My father was back at sea. He had sent me a postcard from Southampton that said he was off again and would see me next time. He put dozens of kisses around the edge of the postcard. I telephoned Shipshape Street. Sometimes a woman's voice answered, and then I would put the receiver down quickly. But if it was Annabelle or George, I hung on while they said, "Hello?" Yes, it was Annabelle. "Do you want my mummy?" Then one day Annabelle called out, "Mummy, it's that person who doesn't speak, only listens." I thought of my musical box. I had had it as long as I could remember. It had belonged to my mother, and when I was small, two little drummers used to spring up when you opened the lid. They stopped working when I was 5 and took the box with me to school. But the music still played, a pretty tinkling tune. I put it ready beside the telephone. Annabelle answered, and I lifted the lid. She said, "Oh," as the tune began playing, and laughed when it finished and said, "Come here, George, listen, it's a music box." It was a good way of hearing their voices and getting to know them as they talked to each other. George said one time, "Isn't it magic, Annabelle?" And she said, sounding very grown up, "Not real, not real, fairy magic. Just a mistake of the telephone people." Peter and I went back to Shipshape Street the first week of the holidays. "No good," I said. "There's nothing we can do. Let's go home." He said patiently, "Well done, son." He pushed him to the door.